With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. On a Thursday afternoon in New York City not long ago, about 50 doctors, collectors, and book dealers gathered at the Swan Auction Galleries to bid on rare books, mostly about medicine.
Could you all be seated, please? Is there a doctor in the house? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our sale number 1364. Sale of medicine, science, and natural history.
The bidding was relatively brisk, despite the esoteric nature of the subject matter.
Lot number 10. This is Smith's general account, the first edition of the first published account of the development of the atomic bomb, 1945. I have a $700 bid.
The Swan Galleries is one of the few auction houses in the country to specialize in rare books, with some 40 auctions a year.
At $750. That's a common.
Unlike many in the rare book business, the blunt-talking Swan president George Lowry warns against buying books as an investment like coins or stamps.
Books are the worst possible commodity to buy if you're buying it with the intention of making money on it. Books requires an intellectual commitment, it requires an amount of scholarship, it requires an interest in what you're doing.
George Lowry says pleasure should be the motivation for collecting books, and if at some point you've made some money, you've doubled your pleasure.
Anybody you talk to in the book trade, they will give you examples of books that have appreciated in value, and I can give you a dozen examples of books that appreciate in value. But if you were to ask me what you should buy today to make money on, I can't do it.
375, 400 behind you, 25.
The Swan Galleries notes that books are not very liquid, hard to sell, and who knows what authors will be in favor among future generations.
50, 750 in the front. Are you done at 750? Hill.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
At $50, do I hear a bid of $50, $60, $70?
Another Thursday auction of rare books at New York City's Swan Galleries.
$30, $40, $50, $75.
George Lowry, president of Swan Gallery, says books come for auction from a variety of sources.
Estates, collectors who are upgrading or changing their collections, dealers, and public institutions.
And the people who bid come from the same ranks. If you're thinking of trying to auction off a $10 book, forget it. Lowry accepts books in lots with an estimated value of $1,000, which could mean two books worth $500 or 10 books worth $100 each. But Lowry notes that in the actual bidding, the books often sell for many dollars less than Swan's estimated value.
As an auctioneer, I'm delighted when something goes for a high price, and I'm not at all embarrassed about having a bad estimate. It simply means that our customers are very sophisticated, and they know something we don't know.
One of those bidding at a recent auction of rare medical books was Dr. Norman Schaftel, who not only collects old books on cardiology, but reluctantly sells them through a catalog he puts out once a year.
It's painful, but I don't sell any of the books that I collect, the cardiac books, unless I have duplicates.
Dr. Schaftel has been collecting medical books for nearly 40 years.
When I become too old to dream, I can still continue with this.
Barry Weidenkeller runs the Printer's Devil Bookshop in Boston and Arlington, Massachusetts. He specializes in selling rare medical books and tries not to get emotional when he bids at auction.
As a private collector, of course, I mean, the person bids on their emotions and their instinct many, many times, but dealers don't do that very much.
225 at the desk.
The Dutch are believed to have conducted the first book auction back in 1584, and New York Swan Galleries is continuing the tradition.
At $300, are you done at $300? Offenbacher at $300.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dr. Michael Botten, deputy New York City medical examiner assigned to the Bronx, has had a long-running feud with city officials who several years ago removed him from the top job in the department. But this is not a story about Botten's battles with his superiors.
My interest in life is in legal medicine, and that's reflected in part that I collect first edition medical and legal books, especially forensic medicine books.
Books that pertain to death investigations.
It's fascinating to go back a few hundred years and see how concepts have remained the same and other concepts have changed over the years.
Dr. Michael Botten had hungered for a book he wanted for his collection, a rare medical text by William Beaumont, published in 1833.
The first book on the functions of the stomach, which is very important in doing autopsies and how long somebody has lived after the last meal.
So, at a recent auction of rare medical books at New York Swan Galleries, Dr. Michael Botten left his bid with the desk when the book came up for sale.
Lot number 25. This is Beaumont's Milestone in the Field of Physiology, Experiments and Observations on the Gastric Juice, Plattsburgh, 1833. I have a bid of $850. Who'll bid $900? At $850, $900, $950, $1,000 at the desk. $1,000, who'll bid $1,100? $1,000 at $1,000 to to the desk at $1,000.
Michael Bodden calls the Beaumont book his baby.
Not only of historical interest, but it provides us now with a certain sense of humility that the ancients did know a great deal.
Deputy New York City Medical Examiner Dr. Michael Bodden, who has brought together his love of medicine, the law, and books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.